Lions and Tigers and Bears, Bill Buford. So I thought I'd spend the night in Central Park, and having stuffed my small rucksack with a sleeping bag, a big bottle of mineral water, a map, and a toothbrush, I arrived one heavy, muggy Friday evening in July to do just that, to walk around until I got so tired that I'd curl up under a tree and drop off to a peaceful, outdoorsy sleep. Of course, anybody who knows anything about New York knows the city's essential platitude that you don't wander around Central Park at night. And in that, needless to say, was the appeal. It was the thing you don't do. And from what I can tell, it has always been the thing you don't do, ever since the park's founding commissioners, nearly 150 years ago, decided that the place should be closed at night. Ogden Nash observed in 1961, "If you should happen after dark to find yourself in Central Park, ignore the paths that beckon you and hurry, hurry to the zoo and creep into the tiger's lair. Frankly, you'll be safer there."